Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Building Trust Through Confidentiality. Psst, can you keep a secret? How do you react when you hear these words uttered in a hushed tone? Do you feel important that you're about to be trusted with confidential information? Or do you wonder if it's gossip that you don't want to hear? In addition to ensuring that you don't participate in matters that don't concern you, it's even more important to keep any confidence that you've been entrusted with by someone else. You can't expect to advance personally or professionally if you betray the trust someone has placed in you. Today's lesson may prick your conscience. However, my hope is that you will see the immense value in learning the importance of keeping things confidential that should be kept private and secret. When you earn the reputation of someone who can be relied on, you command the respect and trust of people around you and build deeper friendships. In business, trustworthy people are more likely to sell more products, build a larger customer base, receive more raises, and enjoy earlier promotions. One of the most common telltale signs of someone who cannot be trusted with confidential information is the person who says, "So-and-so told me this in confidence, but I know you won't say anything." While you may feel special that this person trusts you, what about the person whose information they promised not to divulge? Personally, I would think twice about sharing my sensitive information with this person. In short, I would not trust someone who is telling me other people's secrets. Are you someone who could be trusted with private and confidential information? To gauge your trustworthiness in this area, ask yourself how likely you would be to share any of the following. You're on a business trip and you're having some drinks after hours. A colleague overindulges and ends up passing out on the lobby floor after a series of some pretty funny antics. Do you share this story back at the office? Next, a partner decides to go his own way and leaves you hanging. You've been through a lot together and have plenty of information that can negatively influence his reputation. Do you leak this information? And lastly, you and your spouse had a real blowout. Do you go and vent now to your friends? These situations are examples of implied confidentiality. In each case, no one is explicitly asked not to say something, but clearly the right thing is to keep these things in confidence. There's quite a bit at stake for the person at the center of each situation. Careers, reputations, and relationships could be irreputably damaged. Here's a few tips when it comes to keeping confidences. Never share information that you've been asked to keep confidential. Use your judgment when it comes to matters of implied confidentiality. Keep things confidential that were intended to be confidential, even if the relationship breaks down. Do not vent your private marital or relationship issues with your friends. This will cause them to view your spouse or significant other differently. Perhaps negatively. And lastly, when someone says, "I was asked to keep this in confidence, but I can share it with you," let them know you'd rather not be involved. The next time you consider sharing information, be sure to ask yourself if there's a chance that the person that shared the information with you would like it kept confidential. If that's the case, don't share it. As in most matters, there are exceptions to keeping confidences, such as when someone's health or well-being is at risk. Don't take the oath of secrecy so far that you let someone continue to endanger themselves or someone else. So, are you willing to make a commitment to never share anything that should be kept confidential? It's not an easy commitment, but remember that your decision to share or not share will affect how others view you. And in conclusion, when you keep things confidential that should be confidential, you will gain the reputation as a person who can be trusted, and you will grow strong in character and value.